Hello. I'm sorry if I stutter. My sister made me really nervous before I got up here. The topic I'm covering today, as Dan said, is your Christian image. Well, what does that mean? How do you reach that Christian image? Well, one of the ways is letting your light show. Letting your light show means helping those who are in need of guidance or who need your help and showing them how to act and how to live. Turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 12, verses 17 through 21. It reads, "Repay no evil for evil, have regard for good things in sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, not avenge yourselves, but rather give place for wrath. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, he will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." This verse shows something that a lot of Christians have problems with, especially the younger ones. As Grant said, vengeance is what we like to do the most. And it's in our nature. But right here it tells you it says to be patient because God has wrath on them and he will show his wrath. And we will mess up a lot, I know that. I've messed up throughout my 13 years on this earth. And my dad has, and my sister has, and a lot of people have. But because of Jesus' sacrifice, we can have a lot of chances to have what we have, unlimited chances. But remember, always when you repent, make sure you try your best not to do it again. Also, a good example of letting your light show is Luke chapter 10, verse 30 through 37. This parable is the Good Samaritan. "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him, bandaged his wounds, pouring him on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii. He gave them to the innkeeper and said to him, 'Take care of him. Whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you.' So which 3 do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?" And he said, "He who showed mercy on him." Then Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." This parable is an amazing example of helping those who are in need. And again, like in the verse, I ask, which 3 are you? The priest or Levi that just walked by and didn't show any compassion or care? Or the Samaritan that showed compassion for somebody he didn't even know? And that is a Christian image. Another way to show this good image is believing and knowing that God is with you. God will always be there for you. In chapter 41, verse 13, it says, "For I, the Lord your God, I will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help. I for a fact know that God will with me, holding my hand, guiding me to the right path." Please turn your Bibles to Luke 15, verses 11 through 32. This is another parable. And it's really long. And it reads, "And he said, a certain man had 2 sons, and the younger of them said to his father, give me the portion of the goods that falls to me. So he divided them in his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son tried and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all there, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went to join himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods of the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare? And I will perish with hunger. I will rise and go to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.'" He rose and came to his father, but when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And he said to the and the son said to his father, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted cow here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry, for this is the son that was dead and is alive again. But he was lost and he is found." And they began to be merry. Now his older son was in the field and heard the music and drew near to the house, and he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked, "What these things mean?" And he said to him, "Your brother has come, and because of he received him safe and sound. Your father has killed the fatted cow because he was angry and would not go in. Therefore, the father came out and pleaded with him." So he answered and said to his father, "Lo, these many years I have been serving you time, and yet you never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as the son of yours came, who killed the fatted cow for him?" And he said to him, "Son, you are always with me, and that I have is yours. It is right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again, and lost and was found." Well, look at this. God is so loving that even though when we slip into sin, he'll be right there. He'll be waiting for us to give us a warm hug and welcome us back. That is an amazing feeling for us when we mess up. Another way to fit this image is not to change from it to fit in. In Hebrews 13:5, it says, "Let your conduct be without covetousness, be content with such things that you have. For he himself has said, 'I will never leave you nor forsake you.'" Think about this when you think someone's life is better. And so many Christians get jealous of other people just because they can do this and they can do that and they can do all these things on Sunday. And then it leads to temptation to do that. Turn to Deuteronomy 31, verses 5 through 6. It reads, "The Lord will give them over to you, that you may do them according to every commandment which I have commanded you. Be strong and good of courage. Do not fear, not be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." Well, here you go. Think of this verse when you're tempted to fit in and people persecute you and make fun of you for it. Also, to fit this image is to let it be a Christian one. In Ephesians 4, verses 23 and 24, it states, "Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, in that you have put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness." See right here, it says that he wants you to have your image into righteousness and holiness, and let it be Christian, the image of God. In Colossians 3:10, it says, "And have put on a new man who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created it." It says it again right here, but this time in the image of God, which God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus are the same thing. So we're supposed to be like those three. If our image is not like Jesus's, then we have to change something. Being a Christian image means that you have to change from the bad into the good. Another way to get this image is not being ashamed of it. In 1 Peter 4:16, verses 16 and 17, It states, yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will the end of those who do not obey in the gospel of God? This verse is made to think about when you're getting picked on for being Christian, or even when you're being criticized because of it. Just remember when you're going, where you're going when you die, and where they're going when they die. Being ashamed of a Christian is like being ashamed of Jesus and the sacrifice that he made. If we're going to heaven and living an eternal life, then why are we being ashamed of being a Christian? Some people don't sing in church, and their excuse is, oh, I don't sound good, and in their attitude against that, it really shocks me. All Jesus asked for us was once a week to pray, give, sing, listen to God's word, and partake in the Lord's Supper. If you can't do those tiny things every Sunday, then there's something wrong with your image. To close off, remember to let your light shine, let your light show, God's with you, don't change to fit in, let your image be Christian one, and don't dare be ashamed. And remember, chapter 4, 23-24, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put a new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Thank you.